You're listening to Voice Memos, the show about two longtime friends who have informative, yet brief discussions about multitudinous topics. If you want to go deep into a topic, this is not the podcast for you. We keep it shallow. Now, please welcome your hosts, Jen and Myron.
Ooh. Oh my God.
You're in like a New York state of mind. Get money back from the government and you act like you are too good to be on time.
You know what? It's funny. I am so happy to be getting a tax refund.
Oh my God. I don't even know. I didn't even know if that was possible.
It's so crazy because I think we talked about this before, that when Donald Trump and Republicans passed a $2 trillion tax break that mostly went to the wealthy and super wealthy, that they funded it by putting into the tax code an increase in taxes for lower and middle class tax users each of the 3-4 years that he would be out of office, should he lose, which he did lose, so that like the first year out, it would increase by X percent, and then the next year by a higher percentage, and then the next year where we are now in an election year would be the highest percentage increase for lower middle class tax users, so that they would get fewer tax refunds and have to pay more people would end up having to pay taxes. And the reason behind that was, it's almost like a poison pill, is that so the electorate would be angry at Democrats in office, like President Biden, because the taxes went up, when really that tax increase was put in there by Republicans. That's evil, huh?
That's evil. And, you know, I just think to myself, we've had this conversation too, that I don't get no tax breaks not having kids. So I don't have kids that go to schools that need buses. I know I should pay taxes, helps the roads, helps security with police officers. But not only that, my carbon footprint is less. So shouldn't, just by common sense or logical thinking, wow, if you are just a single person that doesn't contribute to the carbon footprint, does not have children utilizing teachers or school buses or school lunches or any of that nonsense, you should get a little trickle of something, a little sprinkle. It doesn't have to be a $2,500 dependent credit, but it should be something to acknowledge the fact that I am doing my part to save the planet.
I agree with that. I was going to pick up my tax returns, or our tax returns, this morning. So my daughter was with me. And so I was telling her about, after we picked them up, getting tax back or having to pay. And she was asking me questions about it. And I said, the thing about the American tax code, it's ridiculous. Let's just acknowledge that our country, I think, is the only country where the government has all your tax information and yet once a year requires you to fill out multiple forms to tell them about your taxes. And they have the information. Okay.
So I never even thought of that.
Right. It's lunacy. Like, they take your money because they take your taxes, your money, out of your pay, or you voluntarily pay it. But they have all the information. So anyway, that's crazy in and of itself. But our tax code is built on like three major things that that are emblematic of what this country believes. One is the country, because of the Christian backing that's in our laws and tax code, we have a premium on marriage. You get a tax break if you're married, right? So that is discriminatory. And then two, because again, that Christian thing, if you have children, you get additional tax breaks for each child.
Jesus.
So they're encouraging the tax break gives you a premium for being married, not for just being partners, but specifically being married under government rules and regulations. And then two, if you have kids, and the more you have, the more deductions you have. So those are two benefits that's based on the Christian idea that people should be married and have kids. And then the third one is, it's just purely capitalist. And that is, if you, the next two are purely capitalist. If you own a home, you get a discount. Not if you rent. If you own a home, you get a discount. One. And then two, if you own a business, you get discounts.
Yeah.
So the tax code benefits all the people that fit into those categories, and it is designed to harm or limit the benefits, if you don't want to say harm, limit the benefits of people who don't fit in any of those categories. It's terrible.
It's terrible. And then not only are you paying out of your check every year, but when you go to buy something, you're paying taxes.
Yes, you, all the sales tax, right? And
Sales tax.
we're in California. Like everything you buy, sales tax. That's why, like we were talking a couple of weeks ago, people get a little bit pissed off about every time you buy something face to face, they twirl that little computer around and ask
Oh.
you, do you want to tip, 15, 18, or 25%?
Oh my
I'm broke. I'm broke. I went to three stores. I got no more.
Sir, I just heard. I might have the restaurant correct, incorrect. I might have it incorrect, but Waffle House will take out $3 for every employee for meals, even if they don't eat the meal.
They're getting sued. You cannot do that, right? You
There, that's
can't,
like
right?
$30 million on average that they're charging their employees, and then only pay them like $3 an hour because they're in the service industry, so you make your money. I don't know how, back when I was in
That's
service,
wrong.
the tipping, the salary, the hourly was like $2.14 because ideally in their mind, you made most of your money from tips.
Right. That is so, it just, I don't even know how to put that to words, but Waffle House is
Is it Waffle
char.
House? Was I right?
Yeah, it is Waffle House, and they're taking $3 out as a meal benefit, whether you get a meal or not. Like that is, look, there's no way that can stand under a lawsuit. And I believe they are being sued, and not only that, they're gonna have to pay backwards. Like you need to pay that because that cannot be forced. I mean, you could do that voluntarily. I guess someone could do that, but you can't force people to do that. Look, and if it was me, not only would I be getting them, I'll be giving away food for free. Like, forget that. I'm giving stuff away.
For $3, so you think about that and you work 5 days a week, that's $15 a week, that's $60 a month
That's a
that
lot
is
of
being
money,
taken out. That
right?
and $60, whether people believe it or not, is still a good amount of money.
Sir, if you're any age, but say you're 18 or 19 with a kid, or say you're 25 or 30 with two or three kids, that $60 covers a lot. That could, and Waffle Houses tend to be spread across the South, where you pay the minimum wage is already low, right? Because most of them only have the federal minimum wage. So their states match the federal minimum wage. So we don't do that in California. Our minimum wage is higher than the federal minimum wage. But in southern states and some Midwest states, they only do what the feds require. And that federal minimum wage is only $7.25 an hour.
How can we have inflation at like 35%, but we don't increase the
Right.
people's
Right.
salaries?
And the federal minimum wage has not been changed. I want to say since the 80s or something.
My mom sent me something yesterday that when she in 1970, so think about I was born in 71, you were born in like 60s or something like that. And she was saying that the cost of housing in 1970 was $23,000, and the average annual salary for a person was $9,000, and the hourly rate that my mom got paid was $1.85. Eggs were like 23 cents, milk was like 20 cents. To think about how We still have all of those things, houses, salaries, to think that eggs went up 500%, because I don't even know what eggs are anymore because I don't buy them, but they go up 500%. Cost of housing quadruples. I mean, we go from 23,000 to the average median house to $457,000. And yet we only see an increase of $5.10 per hour for
It's
your
pretty
salary.
sick, huh?
Oh my God.
It's pretty sick. And you know, I was seeing something that said, well, like, why is that? And a lot of that has to do with you could trace a lot of America's problems right now back to fucking Ronald Reagan, because he deregulated, he ended regulation in a lot of industries. And so you have just a few corporations that control meat, for example, a few corporations that control farm products like fruits and vegetables and things, a few that control pharmaceuticals, you know, a few that control building homes. It's just a few. And so when you have less competition, you end up with a lot of monopolies, and they just run up the prices. And you know, consumers have no recourse against that. You have to re-regulate, and you can't re-regulate that kind of stuff once it's unleashed. Just like you have just a few corporations, a few billionaires that own all the networks, right? It's just a few people that own all the networks, or that own, you know, all social media. It's terrible. It's terrible for just regular people, right? Like the wealthy people, they're fine. Like they'll be fine. They've always been fine, and nothing changes. But like your mother was pointing out, you know, or even like when I was little, my grandparents bought a house in Oakland for $30,000. I think it was in 1972, right? 71, 72, or something like that. It was in Oakland. It was like beautiful Oakland Hills, just a standard post-World War II house, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, right? 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, living room, dining room, family room, little backyard, 2-car garage. Well, my grandparent, when my final grandparent was my grandmother, when she finally passed, and our family had to sell that house. That's a house sold for $1 million in disrepair. Like, needed a new roof. All the flooring needed to be redone. I mean, I'm not talking about like carpets. I'm talking about the actual flooring. Everything. That house was just, you know, untended for like the last 15 to 20 years of my grandparents' lives. And it was sold as is.
Insane.
Right, insane. Now, just for the record, you know, for our listeners, I got none of that. Like, I'm a grandchild, but none of that came my way, just so we're clear. But my cousins, the other grandkids, but let's not go into that detail how that all happened. But it was so for a $300,000, $32,000 home, or $30,000, sold for $1 million, and it was a dump.
That's
It's crazy.
insane.
Yeah, it's insane. So yeah, so food, clothing, shelter, all that stuff is so expensive.
Education,
Education, yes.
education.
Yeah, that's why it's funny you mentioned that. That's why all that noise in the media about eliminating those student loans, right? Because you have people say, well, when I went to college, you know, in the 60s, you know, I paid my way. You know what? Because it cost you $1,000 for 4 years. Right, it didn't cost you $400,000 or $300,000. Like, you shut up. It was virtually free.
It's insane to think about schooling, and let's not even think that the our insurance, right? How much premiums have gone up, how much were rejected, you know, if Republicans have it a certain way, they take away what is the act that protects insurance companies from not deeming, as an example, a pregnancy as a pre-existing
Oh yeah, your
condition.
pre-existing conditions. That's a
That's
big
called that.
deal, huh?
What is that? What is the under the umbrella of that? Oh my gosh, it's the American. Oh,
Is it the Affordable Care Act?
yes, it's like it
Yes.
falls underneath, like not being able to say somebody that has pre-existing conditions that you don't have to cover them. Like it's protection rights of
Yeah.
patients so that insurance companies can't decline them.
It's a big deal. Like
It's a big
that,
deal, and the
getting that,
Republicans want that
they want it gone.
passed.
They want it gone. And then you ask yourself, even if you take, it's hard because everything in America is about politics, but if you take out politics, you go, why won't your insurance, or like why does the insurance industry not want to cover pre-existing conditions? And it's just profits. That's all. It's just money. Like they're okay with saying, we don't care if you're pregnant at the moment you get insured, because if you already have that baby in your belly, we're not covering it for you. Like, what
It's
kind of advanced society is that? Like, it makes no sense. At some point, you have to just stop and say, wait a minute, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Why is it that an insurance company can tell you we're not going to pay for this if you had it before you got our coverage? And then if you have the coverage and you go to the hospital, why is the hospital billing the insurance company $1 million to have a baby? Right? That's insane. That
I mean, they want to cut costs. We saw that Biden got insulin at $35 as a cap. Like, they want to like remove all of that,
Yeah, and
targeting
right, and you
Medicaid.
go, these pharmaceutical companies like that insulin cap, let me tell you why that was such a big deal. Because you go to Europe, the same companies sell insulin for a couple of bucks.
Couple
A
bucks.
couple of bucks. Because those governments have said, this is life-saving. You cannot, we're not going to allow you to charge one, two, three, $5,000 for insulin. Like, that's insane. But in America, because again, Ronald Reagan said, no, we're going to deregulate. There's no government regulations on this stuff. They're charging, or were charging us hundreds and thousands of dollars for insulin. So the president came in and said, no, we're going to put a cap on it, right? Because the federal government buys a lot of that stuff under Medicare, Medi-Cal, and all this kind of stuff. And they put a cap on it, $35. And Republicans fought that tooth and nail. It's like, how can you be, because they all say they're pro-life. Well, hell. This is saving lives. Why would you not want this to be lower cost? Because it doesn't cost that much to make. It doesn't cost that much to distribute. Because we know that, because they don't do that in Europe. It's pennies. Yeah,
Pennies. I
it's, yeah.
remember being in England. I lived there for it was like 7 months, and I remember needing some medication. I can't remember what it was, but I could get it at their pharmacy. I didn't need a prescription either. Very similar
Right?
to Mexico. When you go to Mexico, they have pharmacias everywhere.
Everywhere.
You can go in and get your Xanax or whatever. I don't know why I said Xanax, but in general, like even my tretinoin for my skin, I can get over the counter. Here, I need a prescription for it. It's just trying to remove the Affordable Care Act to protect the citizens of the United States of America and try to be pro people, but they're not pro people. And how individuals cannot see that is so
Right.
unnerving to me.
It really is, because look, we have the technology, we have the distribution, we have the medical know-how, and the manufacturing abilities to provide every American with free healthcare. Like, we could do that.
We can do
It's
that.
just a choice, right? That's so crazy, huh? Look, even if I'm the most die-hard Republican, like just die-hard old-school Republican, it doesn't harm me that you get free healthcare. It doesn't harm me. Nothing
Doesn't
changes in
anything.
my life. Nothing at all. Like, you get free healthcare. Because okay, someone say, no, but it's my taxes. Well, you know what? You know who else's taxes it is? Mine.
Yeah,
Well, you're not the only one who pays taxes, buddy.
now you have all those mansion taxes and commission
Yes.
stuff, so people are starting to think differently. Even under their plan as a Republican, eliminating like the financial protection, like of
Crazy.
banks being able to do like unfair, those hidden junk fees, all those things that Harris and Biden are trying to get rid of now. And
You know what,
Republicans want
sir?
to come and they want to get rid of that.
It's funny you said that, because I was reading a story today about one of those Bitcoin kind of guys, right? His name is Sam Bankman-Fried. Bankman was a really odd, funny last name to have for this kind of deal. But he founded a company called, it was a crypto, one of those crypto freaks. So he founded a company called F, the letters FTX, And he swindled people out of, I think it turned out to be about, I want to say it was about $25 billion. No, it was
$25 billion, like the B?
with the B. Yeah, his company was worth the on paper, you know, this fake paper valuations was worth $32 billion. And he was like the celebrity kind of guy, you know, for this kind of crypto, you know, that BS fake money kind of stuff. But it was all a scheme. $25 billion. So just think of all those so-called smart people that gave that man his money and he lost out. So that guy, and because like you were saying, because they were all deregulated. There was nobody watching this stuff. You could lie and say anything you wanted to say. And he swindled them out of their money. And but because it was so much money, and because it crossed into, you know, stealing from wealthy people, they arrested his ass and he got convicted today. He got served 25
Damn.
years in prison.
Ooh, child. Okay, because he
20.
swindled rich people, but if he wouldn't, then he would be getting continuing get to do what he's doing.
Exactly, 25 years. And you know what I was thinking? Okay, look, sir, we were just in New York. So
Yes.
we didn't have a show, a live show last week, because I was in New York busy getting married to Elian
Woo, br br
Rodriguez.
br br. Yep.
So, and we need to talk about that. But one of the things that we noticed, and this isn't anything new, but we spent a few days sightseeing in New York City. And one of the things you see are all of the famous buildings, right? Because, you know, New York is like the financial and cultural center of the US, financial center of the world and cultural center of the US, right? So you see a lot of famous stuff because every, you know, 8 out of 10 movies and TV shows are based in New York City. So you get familiar with all this stuff. But so you see these buildings like the Chrysler Building, the Empire State Building and stuff. But then you see other buildings like the Met, the museums, the Metropolitan Museum, the Museum of Natural History. You see Carnegie Hall, you see all this kind of stuff, right? A lot of museums, libraries and stuff. And you see that those things are, they were built or donated by, you know, the Carnegies, the Astors, all these the Vanderbilts, all these famous wealthy families from back in the day, right? The billionaires, the robber barons, they used to call them, the oligarchs, and all these just super wealthy people from, you know, 17, 18, 1900s and stuff. So you see all these landmarks that they're either they or their foundations funded to build, right? And you think, well, look, a lot of these people made their money illegally. Like the Astors made their money selling opium and alcohol in China. That's how they got rich. Like, you know, just that day's drug dealers, but you know, hey, okay, whatever. The monuments they left, like the libraries, the museums, all these things, the contrast, they're beautiful facilities, right? Just beautiful, all these things. They contrast that with today's billionaires. Elon Musk makes an ugly truck, right? Jeff Bezos
Oh.
has a 1,000-foot yacht. You know, Bill Gates has a giant mansion in Washington State or something. They don't do anything. These people don't do anything. They don't leave anything for the greater good, right? Nothing. No libraries, no hospitals, no schools or colleges, just nothing. It's just self-absorbed bullshit. That's what they leave.
Oh.
It's crazy, huh? Because even though, you know, those other billionaires, the Astors, Carnegies, Vanderbilts and stuff, I'm not saying they were good people, but they left public things for people to enjoy. They at least did that. With these goons now, they do nothing.
Nothing. The goons. You said New York, and what made me think about that, because we're going to spend some time talking about your wedding, but we had just missed, for our audience not very familiar with what is called the 4B movement or B4 movement, 4B movement, which is a South Korean, it started in South Korea because the fertility rate of Korean women decided, the B stands for something in Korean. I don't know. I don't speak Korean, but like no children, no husband. And the fact of they would rather be in an environment that they are not raising children because men don't come up to the plate. It seems as if men are living longer because they find women that they marry and the women take care of children. So women's like mortality rates decrease while married men's life expectancies increase because they don't have the pressure that a woman does. So South Korea started this 4B movement. And in New York, the reason why I'm saying this is because this past week, women in on the streets of New York are being punched in the face
Saw
randomly.
that. What the hell, right?
Random. And from what I'm gathering and understanding is because American women are also talking about the 4B movement, meaning
Wow.
like we're not having children. I mean, our first of all, we're in a situation where financially we can't take care of them. Emotionally, we're not finding men to help us. I can live a better life without children. I can take care of myself. I can show up as a friend. I can show up as a sister, a brother, an aunt, however that looks. And so this feminist movement that has started in South Korea migrated over to women of America talking about it. And what they're saying is that men are punching women because of this 4B movement. Like you are actually reminding us why we're not having children. Like you are
Right.
by punching a random woman in the face
That
because
is,
you
that's
think
sick.
that's going to get us to, that's going to one, get us to like want to be with a man and marry a man and have children. It's like, I don't understand the logic behind it because you know I'm a logical person and I can't understand it. But coming to bringing this full circle is how New York right now is up to, I think the last time I checked, 27 women just getting punched in the face by a random.
That's sick.
Sick.
That's
Sick.
sick. You know what? And look, I saw some lady online say something real interesting. She said something like, the only reason, I'm going to paraphrase this, but it was about women being out, at night or, alone or out with their girlfriends or something like that. And she was like, well, the only reason we need, women's night out or protection or mace or to travel in groups. The only reason we need that is men. That's it.
Man, that's it.
Right. It's just like the only, that's the only reason. Like the whole, like you said, they're punching women, just punching women and acting out in that way. The only reason, like 99% of the violence that happens to women comes from men. Like it just comes from men. It just comes, like you literally know what the problem is, right? And so I've talked about this before that okay, look, we've had, I don't know, 10,000 years of human history dominated by men leading, right?
Yes.
Being in charge, right? Just being in charge. And throughout those 10,000 years, on one hand, you could say, oh, there's been a great advancement in human achievement, right? So you go from, farming to, I don't know, space probes and Viagra, right? Whatever, right? You go from this to this. And then on the other hand, 99.9% of the wars that have happened in 10,000 years all over the globe that have killed billions have been started by men.
Yeah, I don't
Like,
know any started by women, do you? Like,
no,
is there
no.
any that we can think of?
No, and if so, it's so inconsequential to the total, even if there are some, right? Someone said, oh, Catherine the Great was leading Russia in the world. Okay, you got one. You got one, right? Okay, we'll give you that. What about the other 99.9%, right? So then even if you go today, right now, 2024, if you go, wars in the Middle East, wars in Africa, starvation in Mongolia, you go a divided nation between South and North Korea, fights which in Iran, you got uprisings in Peru and well not Peru in Colombia and Brazil, and then even the 40,000 deaths, gun deaths per year in this country. Right, if you put all this stuff together, we have one root cause. It's men. Like
Right.
it's men. And so I think about this every time you see some story about, there's violence here, there was a shooting here, there was something here, there was something there, and the news will say, oh, there was a breakup, or Dateline will say, Somebody was cheating, or whatever, or in school, someone was bullying, and you could very easily add on a line that just says this was caused by a man. Like you could just add that on. But we're so, I don't know what the word is, but we let that fly by. And look, I don't have a big enough ego. Well, I have a big ego, but my ego is not too big enough. Well, I would say, look, we've had 10,000 years of men, right? Why don't we flip it? Let's just let women run it. Just
Let's
let
just
women
try.
run it.
Let's just try. Give it a, just like we do in work in corporate America. Let's just trial this with a small group.
Right,
Let's just try.
sir, how much worse could it
It can't be worse. And you say something very significant about we know it's men, but when the news, in this example of women getting punched in the face, they are not saying men are punching women in the face. They are
Right, they're
saying
not saying
women in
that.
New York are getting punched, and then
Right.
later on, like it's a man or the person hasn't been identified yet. Like it's leaving
Yes.
out the context. That listen, motherfuckers, it is men that are walking around the streets of New York punching women for no fucking reason.
Right. Who's doing it? Who's doing it? Why are you only telling? It's like they're starting in the middle of a sentence. Women are getting punched in the
Yes.
face. Go back a little bit. Who is punching who?
I don't get it. But New York was, I'm glad I wasn't there for it because if I saw that happen, listen,
Right?
listen, if I see a woman getting punched in public, there's a part of me, I've been in situations in where people were fighting and I got involved. I have no shame in that whatsoever. If I see a man hit a woman, the back of that man is getting jumped on and beat, and his ear is getting ripped off, and his cheek is getting bit into. I don't give
Right.
a fuck.
Right. It's
So
on, huh?
it's off on. Like it,
It's on, like on
it's off.
sight.
On sight, I have, and people will say, "Why aren't you afraid of gun?" You know what? If there was a gun, he probably would have used that instead of punching her. Like logically, if he had a gun, then he would have
Right.
used that instead of using his fist. So he
Right.
doesn't have a gun on him if he's going to use his fist. That just doesn't, those two things don't go hand
They
in
don't.
hand.
And you know what? I thought of something. It's related to this. It's a little bit deep, right? But you know how in America, state by state, city, county by county, that there are at any one time, like maybe like 100,000 untested rape kits, right?
Untested.
Untested. So we know this happened. We know that the perpetrator is a man and the victim is most often a woman, not 100%, but in the 90s, right? A woman. And they're untested. And then you go, well, most police officers are men, right? Most sheriffs, police officers are men. Most sergeants, captains, chiefs are men. Most practicing attorneys, prosecutors are men. Most judges are men. And then, so they're equipped, but that system is not designed to protect women from men. It's designed to protect men. And that's why there's 100,000 rape kits untested. And so then you go, well, when a woman commits a crime and goes through the system and goes into prison, right? So now she's in prison. And I'm not saying that she was convicted incorrectly. Like she commits a crime, like unsnapped or something, murder. Like you're in prison, right? So now you're a woman in prison, and most of your guards are men, and your warden, most of your wardens are men, and that whole system. And so there is nothing in that system from the moment that a police officer shows up, all the way to you being in your cell. There is nothing in there designed to first protect you because you already know that system is only protecting men. And if you want any proof of it, there's hundreds of thousands of untested rape kits,
Damn.
right? So it's like, it's not even a priority. It's not even a priority. It's just like, well, this is just here. We don't have the funding for it, but we got fundings for two more helicopters. We got fundings for, military, grenade launchers and, we got, dogs. We will train more German shepherds, you know, to get people. We'll do all that. Rapists, no, we don't have time for that. We just don't have a budget for that. Like, that is some bullshit. Like,
That's
so
some bullshit.
again, I am all for flipping the script and saying, you know, let's put women in charge of the globe instead of men, because it cannot be worse than it is now.
Definitely can't be worse because we'll work together. Like, we'll work together to solve a problem. We'll use the strength of the women around us and the specific strengths to what they have to make things work. We'll figure it out. Women are figuring out, I don't know if I'll ever do it, but they're figuring out how to fucking build houses by themselves and to
Right.
rip out a wall in their house and build and add plumbing and electricity. And women are coming into the trade business to be electricians and plumbers. Like, we're getting shit done. We could literally leave all of you and go to another uninhabited country
Right.
and like just dominate.
I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with, you know, all my police officers, all my judges, doctors, you know, business people, border patrol, whoever, presidents, Senate, Congress, whoever, just that they all be women. I'm okay with that. Like, I mean, like, look, we've given my side of the gender 10,000 years. And you know what? Hey, we've had a good run. We've done some great things.
He does some great things.
But
How about,
obviously, we're
but you
tired because we got nothing else.
know who can't go, you know who can't go to this woman's island is Ruby Frankie.
Oh my God. I was just watching a special about that freak.
She and her girlfriend or whoever her purse, her other female friend is,
Sorry, they don't want
they
to say it, but obviously Ruby Frankie and Hildebrand, I think is her name.
can't
Obviously, they're lovers. I mean, come on.
either. Say it out loud. They can't come to this all-woman island.
Right.
Yeah, they can't go. They
Because
stand
they're
them
more
mentally.
men, they try to hide it, all, you know, this kind of stuff. But for people that, like, who is Ruby Frankie?
Who? Oh, Ruby Frankie is the one that had those children. She was sentenced to child abuse charges for. She had an Instagram following of over, I think it was 3 million people. So
YouTube. She
she
had 2 million on
YouTube,
YouTube.
of like how to be a better
Wow.
parent. And showed
Wow.
like abuse or talked about how children need to be starved and lo locked up, to, you know, handcuffed to their beds to show who the parent is. Like, legitimately, I mean, I think it was, I don't know how many kids, it was four, maybe, I think it was
Think they
four.
had six kids, but the two
Six.
older, like one was in, two older were out of the house, and then they had two middle ones, and I'm not sure where they were, but the two little ones who were nine, a little girl was nine, and a boy who was 12. It was the boy who left, who escaped,
Escaped.
and went to
Yes.
somewhere in Arizona because they were at that Hildebrand. The Hildebrand lady was the so-called marriage counselor who had lost her license for being a nut. And she lost her license because she was telling all the women that all their men were addicted to porn, even when they were not. And she was reporting them. This is, listen to this. She was reporting all the men to the Mormon church. And
Ah.
all that patient. Doctor of confidentiality. She was telling the Mormon church on them, and most of them also worked for Mormon-led companies. So, like this one guy too, because he lost it, he got kicked out of the church and lost his job.
Oh my God. I mean, this woman, she had a Frankie or whatever, Ruby Frankie. She would like make the children stand and sleep outdoors, you know, make them do wall sits. She shaved her kid's head, withholding water and food, like locked them up in little places where they had very little oxygen. Like, this is, and this woman had YouTube followers.
Watching them, just watching their own thing, celebrating them, making them rich, because
That's
that's
like another
crazy.
level. Yeah, because there's a woman on TikTok now who has 17 million followers who people are getting a little, they're onto her that they're using her daughter for like sexual innuendos. Ren, I
Is
think,
that the
like.
one? Yeah, Brand or someone. Is that the one who I've never seen her videos, but I've seen people talk about her, and she. And her daughter, I don't know her older daughter, but she's like a child
Like three or
and
four,
three or
not, I
four.
think
And
she's
she
five.
posts her in bikinis and stuff like that.
Yeah, and eating like pickles or just having her do things that have a sexual undertone, very similar to what Nickelodeon, right? The guy that ran
Oh
Nickelodeon and
my
all
God,
those
he needs a dad's
undertones.
beating.
Ooh, and then P. Diddy. I mean, where do we even start today?
Sir, let me tell you about this P, something about P. Diddy. Okay, so
God.
Sean Puff Daddy P. Diddy Puffy Jones, or whatever his name is, Combs is his last name. You know, so his house, his homes, one in California, one in Florida, were raided by various agencies, right? Because two different states, so you had like Homeland Security, maybe like ATF, all these kind of people, you know, raiding his homes and all this kind of stuff. And because he has been accused, they're accusing him of trafficking, right? And of, I guess, illegally filming men and women, and allegedly girls and boys, at his very, what they say are very well-known and well-attended sex parties.
Oh,
Right. Or
God.
if they're not officially sex parties, just parties at his house where things would happen. So sex, drugs, and filming things. And you know, he hasn't been arrested, but they were saying that when they raid you, that means that, you know, they've probably been watching you for a while, like this kind of stuff. And he is another one of those music people who there have been singers and entertainers speaking out on him for years about some things that he was doing to women, men, and underaged, I guess they'd be boys and girls that are underage. And so, you know, for him finally to, like, to get his comeuppance. But one thing I heard was, or I didn't hear, I read about in the affidavit arresting him, was that he was in, because there are a lot of drug charges too, that he was in some party somewhere or some recording session or something, and he wanted some cocaine, and they brought him some, but it wasn't the cocaine that he wanted. He wanted something called pink cocaine,
What is that?
and that just shows how broke we are.
That shows how what?
How broke and poor we are. We don't
Yeah.
even know. There's a whole nother level.
Got me. You waited to see if I'd be like, oh yeah,
I
pink.
wanted to see your reaction because you
I'm upper
knew.
class poor.
Hey, I was gonna be like barbecue Becky. I'm calling the cops. Go get her. She know all about Pico. Get
I'm upper class poor. I don't know anything about pink cocaine.
that. I had to read it like a couple of times. Like, what? Like, do they add Kool-Aid to it? Like, what is that?
What is it? Did you do any more
No.
research on it?
No, because then when I tried to go to like Black Twitter to find out, it was just jokes.
Victoria's Secret cocaine. Okay.
Was just jokes. Yeah, it was just
He
like jokes.
wanted pink cocaine.
Yeah. And then some, I don't know all the names, but then a singer, she flew it in and brought it to him. I was like, holy moly. And you know
Right.
what, sir? Look, here's my thing. If you are just another music person, you know, getting high, whatever, you know, whatever your drug of choice is, and you're doing it with other adults, consenting adults, I don't really care. I don't. Like, if you get caught, that's your own business. Like, I don't
Yeah.
care if you're doing it, you know, I don't care. But if you involve underage boys and girls, right? Young people, teen, whether they're teenagers or whatever, if they're underage, then I want you locked up. Right, because
Right.
now it's just like this Ruby Frankie lady. Now you're just abusing kids,
Yep.
and at that point, I don't care about your music. I don't care about your pink cocaine. You need to be locked up.
So he, do they have him in custody?
He's not in custody. No, he's not in custody. So I don't know. I don't know what that means, but I just know I don't want my house raided by Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Right,
No,
because
that's
that.
not on
Cause,
my bucket list.
right, because not only was he not there, like I don't know if he was tipped off or it's just they waited for him not to be there, but his grown sons were there and they got handcuffed. I'm
Wow.
like,
So he flees because we talked about this, I don't know, maybe last year sometime about because remember that came out just some stuff about him and there were all these conspiracy theorists that were like, just wait, it's going to continue to come out. Like all these
Yes.
videos are popping up online about him adopting some white girl and having her talk. But when she started talking, I don't, maybe she was 13. She said, "My name is, oh, I can't remember." And she said, "I'm a Scorpio." Why would somebody that you adopted, why would you put on there that my name is such and such
Right.
and I'm a Scorpio? He's like, no, tell him your last name. He adopted some white girl.
I don't know what that's all about. Like, what the heck? Sir, I'm so far removed from how the super wealthy move. Like, none of it even makes sense.
I did see, I will say that I am proud of the internet and the R. Kelly and P. Diddy music combos, like seeing each other when R. Kelly's waiting when he sees P. Diddy come to prison, like it was Brady in some courtroom, and they used that to say this is how R. Kelly's gonna look when P. Diddy comes into prison. And he's all,
You know
internet
what?
is
Get
savage.
him. You know what? I don't care. Get him. I don't care. Because I am sort of like, I'm in that absolute category. When you harm children, I don't care what happens to you, but it better be harmful.
It better be harmful, because isn't that what they say? Like, men in prison, they won't tolerate anybody that was like a pedophile or hurt children.
I've always heard that. I don't know empirically if that's true, but I believe it's true because, I mean, like you, I've heard that my whole life. That's got to be true,
That's insane. That's
right? And you
insane.
know
So
what? You don't deserve any protection. You're harming children. You don't. You don't
none.
deserve any protection.
You
So I
deserve zero points of
so I don't care about Sean Puffy Combs or any mogul. Bill
that.
Cosby, R. Kelly. That Jeffrey, I mean, what was it, Epstein guy, all the, or like that guy you just mentioned him for Nickelodeon, because that special was on, is that on Netflix or HBO?
I feel like, you know what? I don't know. I feel like it might be HBO Max.
I think you might be right. So it's either HBO or Netflix, and it's, I don't know, I think it might be three episodes now, and it tells a story of the shows, kids programs in the 1990s on mostly on Nickelodeon, and you, the stuff they're showing, and a lot of stuff that we knew, like you could see really creepy scenes from some of those little live action shows that were overtly sexual and sort of perverting. Like some of the stuff was, just really awful. And you're looking at teenagers, or not even, some of them were like between 8 and 12, but then you got the 12 to 15 or 16 year old crowd just doing very overly sexualized stuff, and then they call out the directors, the producers of that stuff, and they're holding to the fire. And you know what? Good. Like, good. Get them.
Insane to see that go down. I mean, I'm definitely happy, but I guess you don't really think about it when you're watching it, because we're kids watching Nickelodeon. We don't
Yes.
have, we don't think about, sucking toes and shit. There's a big episode on like his foot
Right.
fetish or something,
Yeah,
which we don't think
he has
about
a
that as a
foot
kid.
fetish. Yeah, so he
Yeah.
had all those girls doing, taking baths, showing their feet off, just foot fetish stuff that you would like. You totally would see this on OnlyFans. I don't know that, but I've heard that you see that.
Good cover. Good one. Yes.
Ariana Grande like sucking her own feet, and then one having her, squeezing a potato, talking about that, and then pouring, hanging off the bed upside down, pouring water all over herself, just really gross over sexualization of children kind of stuff.
Yeah, that you don't think about as a kid. Like,
Yes.
I don't think when, if I'm watching Nickelodeon, I don't think, well, that's perverted. I'm just watching it, like, as it's part of the skit. But if you've got grown ass men watching Nickelodeon because they know the undertones, that's the sad thing.
Yes, that's exactly right. So I got married in New York this past week.
It was spectacular. The venue was amazing, as your woman of honor. The venue was amazing. Ileanne looked amazing. Like, how do you feel? How did, like, from start to finish, walk the audience through? Because I know you had some of your Twitter folks, you're very active on Twitter, and so was Ileanne. And it was amazing to meet some of those Twitter folks
Right?
at your wedding.
That was, yeah, that was surreal. We had mostly Elian's followers, but some of mine as well, were at the wedding, and because they were New Yorkers, or East Coast. And I think our wedding party was only about 53, 55 or so. And I had almost 20 of my people fly out from California. I was really, pleased with that, and the rest of her family. And then the 20 people, our venue was the New York Academy of Medicine Library. And it's on Fifth Avenue on Museum Mile. And it's just a beautiful, all those buildings, because the East Coast is so old. Well, compared to the West Coast, not compared to Europe, but compared to the West Coast, East Coast is so old. So all the buildings are old and everything. So it was a beautiful venue. And you're right, Elian was gorgeous in her dress. It was a perfect dress for her body and just her skin tone. It was just gorgeous. And her train and her tiara and everything, her hair, everything was just on point. And it was sort of I felt really good. Like I felt really good that you just sort of pull it off. Like some of the things didn't go off as planned. Like the walking in was off, the music was a little off, but that's all just tiny little stuff, right? Because the idea is that you're just there as two big family and friends, and just like you get together for dinner and a party. Like that's what it is. So you do the little ceremony and stuff. But I was really happy for her because I've talked about this, that I've been married before and she has not. And she's the oldest daughter and oldest granddaughter, and she'd never been married and no kids, and she will not have kids. And she wanted her family to have this event, and her family and her friends really showed up for it. Her brother gave her away, her mother was there, her childhood best friends were there, her aunts and uncles, and it was really, really nice. I was really happy about it. And then to have my daughter standing there with me, it was really special. And to take, the pictures beforehand, we all took our pictures, and you were my best groomswoman. And that was really special. And for us, as we got together, to take our to go to dinner beforehand, and then at the event, we're taking pictures beforehand. And just to think that we're all there together taking pictures. And then when my daughter walks up to me and starts fixing my collar, my tie, my bow tie, that was really special. Like it was one of those little moments, right? And then we did the deal. And it was, I think it was really nice. And those Twitter followers, they were streaming that stuff and posting it online. And now it's interesting because I have, especially on Twitter, not that many followers, like 22,000 followers or something like that, or close to 22,000. And Elaine has about seven or so. But they were posting, Elaine had created, and she and her followers had created a hashtag so people who wanted to see what was happening could follow along. And we only did that because we kept getting questions about that. We want to see the wedding. We want to see the wedding. Can you live stream? Can you do it? And so Elena created a hashtag on Cloud Clifton, she called it. So if you just clicked on that hashtag, you can see all the pictures and videos that the Twitter people who were there were posting. And you're talking between all those videos, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views. And the ones specifically with, Elena in her dress, the big reveal, her portrait and all this stuff. Man, so I think one of them had maybe 67,000 views. And
How
later,
much?
60 or 70,000 views.
Damn.
And later that night, the name Elian was trending on Twitter.
That is insane.
Yes, she was trending on Twitter. So it was like, wow, it was pretty cool.
Did
So,
you get something from Ellen Barkin too?
yeah, Ellen Barkin, Mark Hamill, a couple of politicians. That we follow. We were getting congratulations from just the most random, well, not random, but just surprising people online. And it was pretty cool, and you try to say thank you to everybody, but a couple of those posts would have thousands of replies and stuff, so you just couldn't respond to everybody. You just do like a group thank you and stuff, but that part was really cool. And then a different group of our followers threw us a reception the next night on the 40th floor of some building, right across from the New York Times. And so that was sort of fun too. But it was nice. The party was nice. It was like people were dancing and stuff. And I specifically had food for my vegan best friend. And so how was the
Yes.
vegan food?
The vegan food was so good. As you were talking, I was listening, but I wanted to remember to mention just how, there are 2% of vegans in the United States. So
Oh,
it's a
good
very
to know.
small percentage when you think there's 330 million people here. Maybe we have more, but 330 million people. So I have found ways over the past 6 years to just, make do. Like I can what can the chef whip up for me? And to have Ileana and you thoughtfully put together, hey, we're gonna have a vegan person there. Can we make some dishes that cater to that? And they showed up with little Beyond Burgers on these little crackers for the appetizers, which you went and got me that
Those are
I didn't
really
even
good.
realize they were good. They had these dumplings, they had these vegetable spring rolls. They had this amazing white bean warm salad that was
Oh, that was so
so
good.
good. And then the dessert, these lemon poppy bites of like a muffin.
I wanted
100
100
at least. I was trying desperately to go and find a to-go container.
them. You know what? That was an oversight. And I wish we had thought of it. I wish the caterer would have thought of it, that we needed to go boxes or, those little plastic things. We needed that because a lot of people asked about that because we had three. So we had a happy hour. So after we did the ceremony and we read our vows and everything, we did the ceremony. Then we did photos with each. We had eight tables, so we did eight tables worth of photos. And then we had a happy hour open bar. And Ellen had her signature drink with something called, I think it was a Paloma, was
Palomas,
her.
yep.
Okay, and then we had eight trays of appetizers. There was a hiccup because after a while, when I first checked with you, they hadn't brought out the vegan appetizers. So, me being the boss, former boss, I found a lady and said, "You know what? Bring the appetizer and give them to that lady with the red head right there." And so they started bringing up. But that happy hour was happy because there was like the I didn't know that the DJ would be DJing the happy hour.
We didn't either, huh?
At all. He was doing his thing, man. He was a little bit too hyped up for me, but you know what? They were having fun, so I just okay, well, whatever. So, and then we had a dinner with three different dinner stations. Like, so there was a Asian food station, there was an Italian food station, and there was a Southern food station. Because when we were getting the meals together, okay, look, I know that you're vegan. I had you in mind. I was determined to get some vegan food that wasn't a salad, right? Like some real stuff. And then my uncle's wife is mostly vegetarian, so I wanted vegetarian. And then my uncle is just the most difficult restaurant person in the history of the world, right? And I thought, okay, I need options for him. And then my sister-in-law hates everything. She hates every food. This is my sister-in-law who was in Italy with my brother for a week or two, and she either only drank smoothies or towards the end she found a Burger King in a Burger King
Insane.
in Italy. So she hates everything. And so I was had you four in mind, for different reasons. And I checked, I knew you were going to be happy because I had tasted all your stuff, but they were also picky, but I checked with them. And they were all happy with the food. So I was very happy with that.
I was at their table and they were definitely enjoying
Because
all
those
of my
plates
food.
were big. Those plates were
Yeah.
stacked.
Stacked. I was like, are they going to eat all that? But you know what? They did and went back for seconds. So,
Seconds.
like, good power to you. Yeah, it was really just spectacular to watch. I had not been to a wedding in, I don't know, maybe probably 15, 20 years because
Amazing.
most people I know are still young in their 30s or some in their 50s, which have been married or are married. So, it was really spectacular to be out there. It was a whirlwind. I don't know who I thought I was, staying out until 2:30 in the morning, getting up at 5. Like what planet was I on that I thought I could recover quickly?
You were out
So
hard. That was you and Ellen's sister out
yeah,
party of
Cassandra
that.
and I, even the night after Soul Food, so we went to Harlem. So
Nice.
Katya who came and then Anna and her husband, we
Oh,
went to
that's nice.
Harlem, went to a couple places there. It was really nice. But I loved it. I thought to myself, you know what? New York's not so bad. It's a 4.5 hour flight there and about 5.5 hours back,
Yeah.
nonstop. So not too shabby. And JetBlue gives you free internet. So
That's
I
nice, huh?
literally was on TikTok for the whole flight.
Yeah, that free Wi-Fi is good. That free internet on JetBlue is good. And I when I first met Aline's younger sister, Cassandra, we were talking and stuff. I met her in New York and I was watching her and Aline interact and everything. And then we were, I think, eating and just having a good time. And I was like, oh, I like this girl. And then I said to her, I said, you know what? You're going to be my best friend, Jen. And one of two things is going to happen. You guys are going to really hit it off or get into a fist fight. So I'm really interested to see how this. Because she is as direct as you are. And I thought, I don't know how it's going to work out, but I think you guys might hit it off. So I was really like rooting for it. When I saw you guys went out, I thought, man, they're going to make some trouble.
I adored the shit out of that girl, and she told me that at first when she met me at your engagement party that she didn't like me. I've never heard someone say that, right? So I was like, maybe I have to marinate, but we hit it off and I loved every moment of it. I know we came back and I tried to catch up on some TV. I literally am watching, I'm behind on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And let me tell you, there's not a funnier show out there. There
I
literally,
gotta see it.
it's this is the final season. This is the 12th season. I don't know how many episodes are in this season. But if you are not a Curb Your Enthusiasm fan, I don't know if I can be your friend. Because
I mean, Larry
the
is so good. Is Jamie Smooth still on that?
oh my God, JB Smoove, his balls are out this season. Like I am, it is so incredibly funny. And you know what's so great about Curb Your Enthusiasm? For those that don't watch it, this isn't a paid ad. They just do a framework. So they just say, here's the
Yes.
concept. And then everything is pretty much ad-libbed through that.
That's
And
amazing.
you cannot be an idiot to and be that funny. Like it's just it is so witty, so comical. You sit there and you chuckle. And what's great about Curb Your Enthusiasm, if you have people that watch it and you talk about it after the fact, it makes it even funnier.
It
Because
makes it
you're like,
better.
did you miss this part? Did you see this part? So I can't even do it justice by telling you some of the episodes, but I will say it is, there's Ted Danson playing Abraham Lincoln.
I love Ted
There is
Danson.
JB Smooth and his balls are out. You've got Larry David in one episode yelling at Siri. Like it is nonstop. And I love
What about what's the funny lady who cusses a lot?
Okay, so Jeff Susan, so his wife, so you got Jeff, and he's
Yes,
married to Susan,
yes.
who is like Susie, who is out of control, just can't stand Larry, but then also will be nice to Larry. It's
Yes, I
and
love
she's
her.
making this season, she's started a business with caftans, and caftans for men are, for that you don't know, they're these big, almost like muumuus, but they don't have arms attached to them, you know, they're so for
Yeah.
lounging. And someone drew a dick coming out of her mouth on the advertisement, and Larry thinks that's why she's getting business.
That's hilarious.
I'm telling you have to watch it. So I've been just watching that. I've been watching Vanderpump Rules. There's a new show, a new season of Bever Selling Beverly Hills.
Oh,
That is
I gotta
with,
start that. Okay.
yeah, that's with the Umansky group. That's Mauricio, who's married to Kyle, who's now going through a separation, so it's his business. And then I'm watching The Valley also,
What's the
which
valley
is,
on?
The Valley is on Peacock. It's Jax from Vanderpump Rules. Now he's in The Valley in
Oh, I
California.
saw the advertising for that.
I don't
Okay.
know why I'm watching it. It's horrible, but I'm watching it. So there's that. And I just heard somebody else today at work tell me, if I'm not watching Shogun, I am missing out on
Oh my
something. So
God. So
I
I'm
have to start
behind on
that.
it. It's very good. It was really good. And so that the first episode I was like, okay, I know it's well done, but it's like it's dense. It's a lot happening, but it's not that it's slow. It's just that a lot's happening, but you just don't know it all yet. And then
Okay.
by the end of the first episode, I thought, oh, this is really good. And then that second episode, you're like, oh, it's so much. And then that third episode, you're like, holy, it's mind blowing. It's so much. It's just so much good. It's just
Do
so
you
much
have
good
to
happening.
watch? Is it subtitles?
No, you have the option. So either you can watch it subtitles, or because I watch it on Hulu, or they give you the option of watching it dubbed in English, and it's really good. So I do that because I don't have
You do
time to
dubbed in
do.
English?
Yes, dubbed in English, and it's by so the voices are really good. They're not just like
Okay.
teenagers or anything. So
Okay.
it sounds really good dubbed in English.
Okay.
Yeah,
Awesome.
watch that. So just make sure you pick the right one because it gives you the options. And you picked I did the wrong thing. So at first I did the subtitle. I thought, well, okay, I just have to really just pay attention and watch it slowly over time. Then I saw the option. I said, oh, let me go to the dub so I can like do some other things while I'm watching it. But then it didn't pick up in episode two. You have to start over. You didn't have
Redo
to
it
start
again.
over. You just gotta select the right
Oh,
episode. That's all.
okay.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to watch anything? Because I know you just got back like 2 days ago, right?
I'm so mad about how behind I am, but I did today start watching something called it's on Netflix. I've been waiting for this for years. It's called Three, the number three, the word body problem, Three Body Problem. And it's a famous book. And it's sci-fi, but it's not like lasers and that kind of sci-fi. It's just sciencey stuff happening. And it is I watched three episodes today. It's so good. It's so
Okay, so
good.
it's sci-fi, right? Because I just watched somebody else said they were watching it and they wanted to finish it, but they had to go to bed. Like
Yeah, it's
it's
that
they watched
good.
one episode after another.
Yes, because it's a mystery. You're trying to figure some stuff out with the people in the it's only eight episodes, and you're trying to figure stuff out with these people. And without spoiling or anything, you're just gradually figuring stuff out, and you just don't know how limited or how big this something is, but you have ideas and they're slowly revealing it as they're figuring it out. And the way they're figuring it out is, I'm not going to tell you, but it makes really good sense. And so you go along with them. So I was hesitant to watch it though, even though it's a well-known great
Book.
sci-fi book. And I think it's written by a Japanese guy. Even though it's well known, it's great and everything, and it's I don't know, 10, 15 years old or something like that. I was hesitant because two of the producers are those doofuses from Game of Thrones.
Oh, with the fucking dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who ruined that last season? Just
Ruined
all like,
it.
yeah. And then yeah, the finale was in the dark. We waited seven seasons.
I waited 30 years for that season finale and I couldn't see it. The
But they blamed us. They blamed us.
It's our
Like,
TV. Set your TV upright. Bitch. Sir,
my
before we go, I
God.
want to
Yeah.
say one show. Please do not waste any time watching it. It's called Apples Don't Fall or
Oh, I
Apples.
just saw that. I was just telling Alien. I said, oh, that looks pretty good. We should watch
Don't.
that. Thank you.
Don't. So I started watching. My brother was like, "You need to watch this. You need to watch it. It's really good." So I get into episode. I'm on episode four at this moment. He calls me and he says, "It is the worst fucking ending of any show I've ever seen in my life. Do not waste your time." So I was like,
He gave up 4 hours.
"Can you tell me?" So he tells me the ending. I would have been pissed if I watched it.
No, it's
Yeah,
that
I would have been
bad.
pissed. Yeah, it's that bad.
Okay, so let's do this. So I'm not gonna watch it, but so we've mentioned it. So if anyone wants to watch it, go ahead and watch it. But next week we're gonna spoil
I'll spoil it. Yeah, next week I
it.
will spoil it for you. No problem. Like it is awful. So don't waste your time. I know it looks like a good cast, but you will waste 8 hours of your life because the ending is horrific.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. So we'll pop off, and then I think this is episode 97, maybe 98.
98.
Oh my God. Okay, so we'll do something special for 100 coming up. And yeah, so we finished the wedding. Thanks for that. We'll put some stuff in the show notes about the things that we're watching, because I think I started watching something. I just can't remember what it is, but I'll catch up on the show notes. And then over this next week or so, or between now and our next show, I'm going to catch up on a bunch of shows and stuff like that.
Okay, that's awesome. It's good to be back. Good to be back in a routine. We have
Yes.
our next episode is 99 and
Yes, bitches, we are
99
still here.
problems. And our name is not P. Diddy, so we're good to go.
Hey, you know, when he got raided, when his place got raided, my little quote was, Diddy was singing, "I thought I told you that we won't stop," but the like, "Bet." All right, so see you next week. Peace out.
Peace out.
Love this podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review. Visit the episode description to find out how you can connect with the hosts on social media. Voice Memos is a production of Dear Dean Publishing. All rights and trademarks reserved. No portion of this podcast shall be reproduced commercially without consent.